Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Top of the show, we played Winter Gordon, Drunk on Your Love. Winter Gordon, I say that name a lot, don't I?
Well, she's my girl and, I kind of thought about...
Excuse me?
Well, you're my woman.
Okay.
You are my woman. You're my number one woman, Jade, and nothing in the world is going to replace that. But Winter's my girl, you know, like G-U-R-L, girl.
Okay.
So I kind of thought about when I was playing Drunk on Your Love, I was thinking, how many Winter Gordon songs have we had on Different Strokes? And I think that's the sixth one from the album.
Okay.
Mind you, there's only 10 tracks on the album, so I'm pretty much flogging it all.
Okay.
Cool. Now, Jade, you and I had a very magical weekend.
Yes, we surely did.
Well, I feel like a lot of strokers, mm-hmm. which is what we like to call Different Strokes listeners,
mm-hmm.
feel like a lot of strokers might be a little confused about some pictures that were posted on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to explain what we both got up to?
Well, we went to a magic party, Dave.
And it was a friend's birthday party. Yes. It was an old radio friend.
Yes.
So there's a radio connection there.
There is a radio connection. So the theme was magic. And I decided to go to Harry Potter.
You went as Harry Potter. And it was very cute because you got the glasses. And surprisingly enough, you guys need to know this, right? Jade doesn't wear makeup. She's not one of those lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And her partner doesn't wear makeup either. Not that I'm aware of anyway. Mm-hmm. But. You own liquid eyeliner.
Yes.
Which is pretty revolutionary for me. And I only found out when you turned up with the Harry Potter lightning bolt on your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Jade, what's that? Is that pencil? What is that? And you're like, liquid eyeliner. Clutching my pearls. Like, you know,
Dave,
shock.
Look, here's the thing. I'm a good lesbian. I'm prepared for all scenarios. And that includes having samples of bits of makeup, even though I never wear it.
You know, I'm going to come to you next time before I think about dressing up, just to see what kind of makeup you have. Because, well, you went as Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It was magic theme. And I'm like, girl, seriously, I'm working on a very tight budget right now. So I thought, what could be magical for me to do mm-hmm. on a tight budget? So I thought, let's go as a fairy. Now, I know all my queens out there would be like, yeah, of course you did.
Yes, Dave.
Sure you did, Dave. Of course. And I thought, you know, what is going to get the message across that I'm a fairy? Like, I need as little props as possible, mm-hmm. but effective props. You know what I mean? When you're working on a budget, you don't have time to spend on wings. You don't have money to spend on, like, sequin tights. You don't have any
There's
of
no
that.
Tutus.
There were no tutus. I do not do tutus, mm-hmm. okay? So I went all out with glitter on my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And to top it off, Jade, I put on false lashes yep. for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done anything like that before.
It was very extravagant.
It was extravagant. And of course, Jade, if this is your first time putting on false lashes,
mm-hmm.
you want to make sure that people know the trouble you went to
yep.
to get them on. So of course, I picked the pair of false lashes that were not only the biggest, Jade, but also the shiniest.
Yes, they were silver.
They were silver. They were kind of like tinsely material.
Mm-hmm.
So it was big silver lashes.
I don't know how you saw out of those things, Dave.
Look, Jade, I had to drive to your place. I had to drive to your place with those lashes on. And I couldn't see the road. It was a hazard. But we had fun, didn't we? So it was, I just felt like that was a very different Strokes moment.
Yes. Meanwhile, Dave, there were three Red Riding Hoods and I was the only Harry Potter.
I mean, like, hello.
I'm confused. But then I was really confused about that and I was explaining this to the straight girls in my office and they said straight girls have to go to parties dressed up really hot and Harry Potter isn't hot.
Well, what about Hermione? Wasn't she rocking anything sexy in a movie?
I don't know. And apparently, like, with a Red Riding Hood or whatever, you can look sexy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the girls at a party had, like, a bustier or, like, some sort of corset situation.
Yeah.
You can sex up Little Red Riding Hood. You can't sex up Hermione.
Needless to say, I stood out.
So, Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, we both checked out during the week Judith Lucy's Spiritual Journey. Very rare for us to watch the same TV show.
I feel like Judith Lucy is one of those comedians that speak to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Margaret Cho.
Yes,
Margaret Cho. Maybe there are more comedian or comedians out there that speak to both sides of the Different Strokes spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I love me some Judith Lucy. I find her very funny.
Yeah.
Well, and
so I guess the concept of this show, it's six parts. It's on the ABC. And it's basically an exploration of spirituality. And it's similar in a way to someone who I'm a huge fan of, John Safran, in his series, John Safran versus God. Mm. So it's kind of, you know, she's obviously on a journey and part of that journey, you know, because she's a comedian, you know, there's informative stuff rolled in with the comedic aspects and there's reenactments and
there are flashback sketches, so there's definitely that comedic element in there, but I don't feel like it. Well, we've only seen one episode because it premiered last Wednesday, so episode two's going up tonight, but from what I saw with episode one, I don't feel like the comedic sketches really get in the way of the message. Like, I felt like from what I saw, it feels genuine. It feels like a genuine kind of exploration and, you know, just curiosity about spirituality, which, you know, I'm sure we can all relate to a certain extent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are the parts that I liked in particular was, so in this first episode, Judith talks about how she grew up Catholic and that she initially had wanted to be a nun when she was about 11 or 12 and then sort of, you know, has now, of course,
Can I just say,
when
she said that she wanted to be a nun at age 12, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, Jade, but I wanted to be a church pastor.
I remember,
when
Dave,
I was 12.
When you wrote that letter to yourself. and then read it on air. Yes.
It was interesting because I went through the same thing. You know, I have a Christian upbringing and for whatever reason at age 12, I've thought, oh yes, that's my calling. I'm going to be a minister.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm ministering to, kings and queens now on the Joy airwaves. So I think that's going to out-trump.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Like, this is a higher calling. This is a higher calling than having my own church community, let me just say.
But so she obviously has drifted away from the church and has quite major issues with particular teachings and theology and stances, really, of the church. And she, at one point, she goes to spend some time with these nuns, and it's like completely, what I found really kind of interesting for me was, it was like a complete, my perception of what a nun was completely turned on its head.
Mm, same here. And I felt like that was the point of last week's episode where she basically visited some nuns and, you know, it's not a convent situation. They're not wearing habits, which is something that we don't think about very often because we see that image of nuns in convents and it's old school and it's in the countryside and you never think, what about the nuns living in Melbourne or around suburbia Australia?
Yeah.
ain't no convent out here, you know, like there's no convent out in the hills. They actually live in the suburbs and they don't wear habits. So yeah. I found that very interesting and very insightful.
And that connection that she had with one of the nuns in particular, that was quite interesting. The other thing that I found quite interesting was she basically had a debate with a priest that she... It was obvious they were never going to, you know, he was never going to move from his stance. And she basically, you could feel her just spewing out everything that she'd ever wanted to say about how she felt about the church and you know.
But it wasn't like done in a confrontational
way.
No,
it wasn't. But it was just like, this is my chance. I need to get this off my chest.
And it's hilarious. And in a way that Judith Lucy is, of course, in the way she narrates and all that. But I can't believe it's only 6-part. I didn't know that. So it's only going to be 6 episodes, I guess.
Yep.
But she's going to, you know, she's going to have lots of different guests on it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like an interview experience every episode. And apparently she goes to India as well. Find some spirituality out there. So I think every episode we're going to be treated to a new aspect or a new spiritual faith. So it'll be nice to see how the series wraps up and how she kind of comes around after having a taste of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, we've had a text come in from Craig in Point Cook. He says, hey, favourite Wednesday night, Joy people, hope all is well. Thanks, Craig, checking in.
Hope all is well with you too.
Yeah. Dave, I checked out The Panic's new album this week.
Now, they're an Australian band.
They're Australian. The new album is called Rain on the Humming Wire, and it's actually their 4th album. Most people will probably know them, if you do know them, from their 2008 release, which was called Cruel Guards, which was hugely popular. It won an ARIA for Adult Contemporary or something like that. It went gold here in Australia, and it also won the Triple J. They've got like the Album of the Year award. So it... And basically nothing since then.
Well, that was in 2008, so it's kind of been a while.
Yeah.
Unless the album and touring and everything took a whole year, so...
Yeah, and so... And Cruel Guards was actually part of a 3-part trilogy sound, effectively. So I guess maybe it's like a clean break almost to come back now with this album. And we were talking off air, Dave, and you were saying that you'd been reading a lot about there's a very Australian sound to
this. See, that's what I don't understand.
And you were saying, I don't understand what that means, you know. And I guess it's kind of something that you have to – it's a certain type of Australian music almost, you know. When I listen to it, I hear things, you know, aspects of like Tim Friedman, who you'd know from the Whitlams, or Paul Kelly, even like aspects of like old school Australian bands like Midnight Oil. The guys from The Panics are, you know, notably big fans and take large influence from another band, Australian band called The Triffids. I guess the Australian sound really is...
It's stemming from the rock influences.
Yeah, it's got an expansive kind of longing to it almost, you know, and it's very, it can be very raw and, you know, down to earth. That's how I would kind of describe what
I mean,
the Australian
they're a young band. It's safe to say that they're young. I mean, they're not from the era of Midnight Oils and all that.
No, no. But
do you see like fans like of Midnight Oil and, you know, the fans from those era, you know, being able to connect with an album like this that's made in 2011?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it does have a very... It has a nostalgic vibe to it. They have tried to do things in here that is a bit different or a bit more complex than some of their other stuff in terms of there's a lot more whirl of sound stuff going on, and they, you know, they've obviously noticed the whole synth thing that's happening.
Oh, okay.
So, in essence,
it sounds like a 2011 album.
Yeah, so there are spattering of synths. What I found really interesting, I mean, the album came out on the 29th of July, so it's very, very new. But what I've been reading about it, most of the critics are saying it is a better album than Cruel Guards. Mm. So I'll be really interested to see if, you know, Cruel Guards was so hugely successful, how this album goes. I've picked out a couple of tracks that I think are worth a listen. A track called Creatures is really good. There's this orchestra sort of feel, this Plinky Lala thing going on in another track called Not Quite a Home. And there's some really good harmonies on a track called Shot Down. I also like a track called How Long, but tonight I'm going to play it's actually the last track on the album, and it's called Everything is Quiet.
Everything is Quiet, yeah. By The Panics.
Yes.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, we have in the past checked out a lot of online webby ways of finding work, and you've had a look at another one.
Yeah, well, I feel like the mission with Different Strokes, especially our online segment, is primarily to find things to procrastinate with.
Yes.
You know, we like our blogs that, you know, maybe take our minds off work or, in my case, finding work.
Yeah.
So I'm reaching a point now, Jade, where I'm like, I cannot get lost in those blogs anymore. Like, you know, I'm one step away from eating canned chickpeas. Girl, that is not the look.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just say. So I'm now trying to look for work, and I'm exploring options online other than, you know, your Seek and those kind of big search engine type websites.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about The Loop a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now there's another one that you stumbled on called Branch Out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never heard of this before, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Yep.
The hook with Branch Out, I guess, is that it's a career networking tool, or it looks more like an app to me, that hooks up to your Facebook profile and actually helps you expand your network through your own friendship, you know, your own friendship network. So it helps you find work or internship through who you know on Facebook already.
Yep.
Which I think is interesting. I mean, for someone who, you know, maybe has a lot of friends on Facebook, this could be rich.
Yeah.
This could be a wealth of resources.
Well,
right there.
It's interesting that you say that, you know, oh, for someone who has a lot of friends, because when I joined it, you know, thinking, oh, this would be interesting to talk about. And my thought was, I don't really have enough friends. Like, because I'm known for being incredibly picky about who I'm friends with on Facebook. So I don't think, you know, I think you have to open up your scope if you're going to use this effectively.
But the thing is that it's not just you opening up your scope to have more friends on Facebook. It's like your Facebook friends also need to have the app.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, I think I know four people, including yourself, that use Branch Out. Funny thing is, we all have worked at McDonald's.
Really?
So I guess if I need to go back,
yeah,
I can get a recommendation from you, right?
Yeah, yeah, you can count on it.
If it gets to that point, please shake me.
I could totally go there.
I mean, you know, we talked about working in fast food maybe a few months ago on our show, and how, you know, it has its pluses. And but I feel that
prepared us for the world.
Yeah, prepared us for the world. Sure did. But, you know, people that know LinkedIn, which is another website that, you know, there's a social networking element to finding work. People that use LinkedIn would be very comfortable using Branch Out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the good thing with Branch Out is that it's actually in the Facebook interface. So it's not like you have to really learn a whole new website.
Yep.
The interface is there. You know what Facebook looks like. There's a couple of interesting functions on there. I haven't actually gone through the job list yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just had a look. I've just finished setting up my profile. So it's very quick and it's very simple, apparently. So once you log in, most of your work details that you already have may be stored on your Facebook profile, automatically gets imported into the feed.
Mm-hmm.
There's functions like endorsements, which I thought was very interesting. And
which is similar to LinkedIn.
Yep. Very similar to LinkedIn. But I feel like it's maybe more informal.
Mm-hmm.
So in a similar fashion, how you write on like a friend's Facebook wall, you endorse them on their Branch Out wall.
Okay.
I gave you an endorsement, Jade.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You should go check it out.
Okay, I will.
So I left an endorsement on your wall. And there's another thing you can do as well that kind of builds your friends up, I guess, is the badge function.
Mm-hmm.
So there are badges. I think there are like close to 60 different types of badges available that you can give your friends.
Yes. I think if you get involved now, you get the early adopter one.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
I think I got one.
You got an early adopter. Yeah, maybe you're like the first one in your friendship group to have branch out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't got any badges yet, but the ones you can give your friends are like awesome manager, best intern, marketing guru,
mm-hmm.
and best dress, which I'm hoping, I mean, come on, somebody.
Can we stick give it you on like me. A best hair or?
There's no best hair badge. I mean, it's a shame because I think that's one of my most employable features.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does have a good personality.
The hair has personality. So maybe we can assign a best dress badge just for my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the things like the badges that works as an endorsement, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But also not just as a job seeker. If you're like a company or if you're looking for people to collaborate with in a similar fashion to websites like The Loop that we talked about, you can also find people on there. Yeah. You can post vacancies. So it works, I think, in that essence. But
Dave, do you have any qualms, if you will, about it being connected to your Facebook profile?
I think that's a number one worry for a lot of people using BranchOut, I guess. It's just like, oh, it's you're going to see my profile picture or you're gonna know I'm definitely on Facebook and you're going to want to stalk that.
Yeah.
So,
or you're going to know what we did on Saturday night. Or, yeah.
But that's the thing, all right? They can see your BranchOut profile, but they can't access your pictures or anything.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's certain functions that the app or the website borrows from Facebook, but it's not going to like import all your drunken photos or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is its own entity.
Okay.
So I have no qualms about that. I know some people are very nervous mm-hmm. about anything associated with Facebook, but I think I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good, you know. So hopefully, fingers crossed, something good comes of that.
Yep.
And I get a few more badges.
And an endorsement or two.
An endorsement or two.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.